I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. I am Dave Morency. The countdown to the draft is on, but you already know that. Let me share what I bet with you. We have Drew Martin Betts stepping up and in and throwing it down with us. Drew, one of my favorite. Drew's a class act. Really is a nice guy. It's a lot of, there's not a lot of jerks, but there's some jerks in this business. It's just like there is in the real world. Drew Martin, not one of them. Real nice guy. I go way back with Drew. Know him personally as well. We've met pretty much all of our guests in person. There's a few, not many though, actually, if I think about it, that are regulars just blasting through. I've hung out with Bovey. I know Bovey. We've met Merrill once in Vegas years ago. He went to Vegas. He's in Virginia. Never met Cam before. Just kidding, obviously. So Teddy, we know Teddy well. I've never met Tony Finn, actually. I've never met Tony Finn. Tony Finn's a regular of ours. I've never met Tony Finn. So as far as the NFL draft is concerned, we're clicking away. We've got a bunch of bets in here. This is what we play. Ja'Marr Chase, under 6.5. A little bit of juice to do it, but I don't think he's going to get to 7. Even if the Bengals don't take him at 5, then I think the Dolphins will at 6. Ja'Marr Chase, under 6.5. Kyle Pitts, under 5.5. I don't know if the Atlanta Falcons are going to take them. People seem to be convinced that they are. If they don't, then I think it's because someone traded up, and then I think Cincinnati would be forced to take them. Kyle Pitts is just too damn good to fall to 6. It's not happening. He's the best pass catcher on the board. He's the best catcher on the board in recent memory. We just heard Brent Sobleski tell us that he thinks there's 3 players that are Hall of Famers, automatic Hall of Famers here. Trevor Lawrence, Penei Sewell, and Kyle Pitts. And, you know, Kyle Pitts, the real deal. He's going to under 5.5. J.C. Horn, under 12.5. Defensive back out of South Carolina. Wouldn't shock me if Carolina took him. Wouldn't shock me if Denver took him. Wouldn't shock me if Dallas took him. Wouldn't shock me if the Giants took him. Wouldn't shock me if the Philadelphia Eagles took him. See what I'm saying? We got a lot of teams that are in a mix for DBs. Same with Patrick Surtain. The second, he's going to go. We got Surtain under 10.5. We have J.C. Horn under 12.5. We've got Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive lineman out of USC, under 16.5. He doesn't get past the Chargers and the Vikings at 13, 14. Caleb Farley, under 25.5, defensive back out of Virginia Tech. He doesn't get past Arizona, and he's not going all the way to 26, under 25.5. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Left or dead, left or right.
The late night anger management craft continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The countdown of the National Football League draft is on. There's just one more night, and I've got a ton of picks in already. Let's see if the man that joins us right now can convince me to play something else and add to my portfolio. Drew Martin steps up and in. Drew Martin Betts. How you doing, Drew?
Gabe, I'm doing good, man. You know, on the eve of the NFL draft, it's always good to talk about the NFL, MLB, college football, whatever you want to talk in whatever country, you know, Canada, USA, Costa Rica, wherever we're going, man. I'm always having a good time with you, Gabe. So thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, let's rock and roll. And let's start off with the Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Justin Fields quarterback situation. And I know it's been played out, and I know this is what everybody talks about all the time, but it's amazing to me how the number just keeps moving. And every time I hit refresh, Mac Jones is a bigger lock to be the third overall pick. And Trey Lance, his price just gets bigger and bigger. And you know, I took Trey Lance 48 hours ago at plus 195 to be the third overall pick. Sitting at plus 370 right now, Drew. But what fascinates me about this and the draft market is that people act as if though there's some sort of scoreboard. Like, oh, Trey Lance is now Trey Lance is really behind. And, oh, Mac Jones is really ahead. And, oh, Justin Fields is falling this week. And it's all fantasy land. None of it's real. There's no scoreboard. Because ESPN says something and then SI.com says something, the line moves, but it's not reality. It's just perception. So it's fascinating to me, Drew, to watch these numbers move solely due to media reports.
Oh, it's fascinating, Gabe. I mean, and you also got to remember, this is sort of a new market, you know, betting the NFL draft. You could always bet the NFL draft, you know, here and there, and there's a couple things to bet, but it was nothing like it is this year, and mainly last year is kind of when it really went to the next level. And it's almost like this is kind of like a niche sport that we're all trying to learn in some form or fashion. So I do think it's beatable. It's just, if you're clicking, like you talked about, ESPN reporting this, SI reporting this, you're going to lose in the long run. I'm telling you that, Gabe. I mean, you're just so far behind the, you know, have an edge angle over the odds makers that I don't think that that's the way to play this. And, you know, to be fully honest, I've only really been betting it somewhat serious for 1 year. So I don't know how good I am at betting the NFL draft, but it's absolutely ridiculous. And just kind of tiptoeing into this. And heck, it's going to be fun to watch, you know, when the NFL draft is going and you got some bets placed, you know, beers in hand. It's always a fun time to kind of watch, no matter what you're betting on.
Oh, it's a different viewing experience because you have to sweat everything out every time they step onto the podium. So it really is. It's a different type of viewing experience. But I got to tell you, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to crush the draft, and they should fire Mel Kiper and hire me to be the draft expert. We're ready to go. We're a draft vet, Drew. But all kidding aside, we'll see. We'll see how right I am. But I do very well with the National Football League draft. I do pretty good with the NBA draft as well, though the NBA draft is like easier, but the odds are higher. There's less players. It's just sort of less sort of speculation when it comes to the NBA. But with all that being stated, Drew, and I'm curious to see like what your, how you handicap this stuff. I'll read the media stuff just to sort of get a chuckle, but I don't take anything seriously. Like put it this way. I don't care that Trey Lance is plus 370 right now. It pisses me off. I got him at plus 195, but I don't think that there's less of a chance now that he goes third than I did 2 days ago just because the odds moved. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what the public perception is. I make my NFL draft bets by what I think teams will do, not what the media is telling me they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the conundrum that all sports bettors are in. You know, when I first sat down to look at this, Gabe, I'd say like 2 weeks ago, and everybody was talking about who's going to go what, you know, this and that. I started making my mock drafts of what I think is going to happen, meaning like, oh, we're ranking the quarterbacks. And I went, you know, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, two. And then at number three, people are talking about Mac Jones. And I'm like, no way he's the third best quarterback. Like, that's the worst bet I've ever heard of. But then as I've started to think about it, you got to remind yourself, well, it's not really what your power ratings of each player is.
Exactly. It's not what you're betting what they're going to do, not what you think they should do. You know what I mean? Not what they should do, what they will do, Drew. It's really interesting, like, niche to find yourself in.
Yeah, and that's not the same bet, because I don't think that Mac Jones, you know, in 5 years from now, we're going to say, oh, Mac Jones, what a great pick. I'm going to think he's going to be a career backup. And, but you know,
let me ask you then, Drew, if you think that, if you're like, I just can't, like, I don't have Mac Jones this high, and you're an SEC guy, you've seen him play often, then how could the San Francisco 49ers and Shanahan and Lynch, like, aren't these guys smart guys?
Yes. And I agree with you. But I mean, I'm going by Circa because I can't look at FanDuel right now being in Nevada. But his draft position, what, 3.5 plus 195 to the over. I like that bet. You know, you're getting 2-1 on your money that he doesn't go third, considering the first two will be picked. But, you know, how could they do it? I guess, you know, smart minds, he wants somebody that's been in a unique offense, you know, something like what Steve Sarkisian, the way that he ran that offense. By the way, Steve Sarkisian, one of the best offensive minds in college football and likely, you know, going forward as well here as the head coach. But I think that that actually helps him a lot in where he's going to be drafted, because I think Shanahan's looking at that like, oh, he's ran the offense. Yes, he had the best O-line. Yes, he had great wide receivers on the outside, and he had a great offensive philosophy. But guess what? He did understand it. He did execute it against supposedly the best conference last year, even though I will say this, Gabe, I think the SEC outside of Alabama was way down last year, and I think he benefited from that. And the argument that, heck, Joe Burrow, is he as good as Joe Burrow? No, I don't think so. I don't even think Shanahan thinks that. But Joe Burrow had a lot of weapons on the outside as well the year before with LSU, and he seemed to look pretty good before he got injured in the NFL. So I think there is an argument for Mac Jones going three. I just wouldn't do it personally.
And I totally get it. I think you're right. I think that's what makes it a difficult decision for them. But you get into the, when you have the third overall pick in the draft, you're trying to get a mega superstar out of that. Right. You're not just trying to get a guy that, well, we know that he won't suck. You know, that's sort of the Mac Jones thing, that, well, we could plug him in. I don't know. Like, let's be real. Is Mac Jones better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's what I'm wondering. We're going to know that he doesn't suck, Gabe. Well, I would actually make the argument, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo really
exactly
sucks. I think he's a decent quarterback. So what are you really making the pick for?
They went to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's problem is he can't stay on the field. right? It's not a performance issue. It's a fact that it's an availability issue. Yet, listen, I'm going to stick by it. We put our money down on it. I wish I would have waited, Drew. You know, it's like playing the stock market. It is what it is. But I'm going to maintain that it's Trey Lance. Now, how about this? Kyle Pitts has finally moved to 4.5 right now. Kyle Pitts, over under 4.5, minus 205 to the under. Are you convinced the Falcons are going to take him?
You know what, Gabe? Yeah, I really do think they are. And it's only because Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Kyle Pitts, that's a heck of an offensive system there that Matt Ryan, which I do think Matt Ryan has a couple years left here to make a run, you know, a la Tom Brady-ish type run here with the Atlanta Falcons. So, heck, it's a puncher's chance here. But, yes, I think that Kyle Pitts does go fourth. I don't know. I haven't fired away on it, you know, betting it personally. But I could see the Dirty Birds there in the ATL going with Kyle Pitts at the four slot. Absolutely.
Drew Martin kicking it with us on the Late Night Anger Management class. We'll take a quick break. We'll return. We'll continue to break down the National Football League draft.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Eight technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't.
And get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Grid Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're throwing it down with Drew Martin as the countdown of the National Football League draft is on. And it's amazing because it feels like it was just a couple of weeks ago that we started breaking it down with Rick Saratella the night after Tampa Bay's victory over Kansas City in the Super Bowl. So, Drew, as far as Kyle Pitts is concerned, you know, it's one of these deals, as you and I were just talking about. I don't know, like, if the Falcons need Kyle Pitts, if he's actually the best player to make them better right now, but he's the best player available on the board. And the fact of the matter is, while it does seem like overkill that you've got Jones, you've got Ridley already, and now you're going to bring Kyle Pitts in, the fact is, you know, speed and talent is what wins in the National Football League right now. You know, we saw Tampa Bay win because they got a million good players on the field. Kansas City won the Super Bowl because they got a million weapons. You got to pick your poison. But to me, even if you get Kyle Pitts, you still need Matt Ryan to get rid of the ball quickly. I don't know. Like, to me, I think Sewell's probably the smartest thing for them to do. But I still think they will take Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that they will go with Kyle Pitts, and I think that Sewell is the smartest for them, and that kind of leads into the next one in terms of, you know, pick number five with the Cincinnati Bengals. I see a lot of people pointing towards Ja'Marr Chase, you know, possibly Devontae Smith, whatever the Bengals really like there, and I think that there's a little value here on Penei Sewell. Just because it seems to be he's the consensus best offensive lineman out there. Now, I think that, you know, I guess the argument is offensive line and particularly defensive line aren't that talented in this year's draft. But I would look past that. I mean, I think some of these guys, you know, if you're a really good offensive lineman in the NFL, your value is good. Your value is something that NFL teams need. And Joe Burrow, you know, sometimes if you look before he got injured, Gabe, he was throwing the ball like 50 plus times a game. They were dropping him back a lot. And when you do that, you need a good offensive line. So if I'm the Bengals, I would go offensive line. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Falcons go offensive line as well, Gabe.
And you know, I almost hope they don't, because I bet Kyle Pitts under 5.5. Under 5.5. I don't believe, Drew, that Kyle Pitts falls to 6. Let's say hypothetically, because this is, it's fascinating, isn't it? Let's say hypothetically the Atlanta Falcons go, you know what? We're going to surprise everybody. We're not just going to get another new sports car here. We're going foundation and we're going to get Sewell, because we know we need, like, Matt Ryan's not mobile, so you got to protect them to give him time to throw. So, you know, let's just say they don't take Kyle Pitts. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you've got your choice suddenly, Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts, Devontae Smith, etc. But let's be real, it's down to Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase. I think they'll throw Burrow's teammate under the bus. I think they'll tell Burrow, listen, we would have taken Chase for you. We know he's your buddy, but Kyle Pitts is too good. We're taking Kyle Pitts. Like, you can't pass up Kyle. Like, Kyle Pitts is the number one pass catcher, Drew. Would you agree with that? I don't care he's a tight end, bro. He's 242 pounds. We're not talking about a 290-pounder here. He's not Mark Bavaro.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, he's got the height and actually the size as well. And yes, I'm with you in terms of pass catching ability. He's right there, top notch. And I'll even say this for Kyle Pitts, and I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this. He's actually a pretty good blocker too, Gabe. And I think
that most people, nobody talks about that.
Right. A lot of people are just talking about him, you know, being like kind of squared out there on the right, you know, as kind of almost a quasi wide receiver, like a lot of teams have started to do. But really, he'll mix it up in there with the outside linebackers a lot. And if you watch his film, he'll catch some guys off guard and really plant them. So he's a better blocker than a lot of people realize. It's just, it's going to be interesting. And I don't know how the Bengals, to tell you the truth, I don't know how a lot of NFL teams, Gabe, deal with a situation like that where Joe Burrow, he has a teammate. So obviously they're going to likely ask him about, hey, what's the guy like in the locker room? Is he going to bring any issues? I'm sure that's all going to be there. But how much say is Joe Burrow going to have in the actual pick that the Bengals make? I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't think a lot. I think they'll humor. Look, like, how much say does Aaron Rodgers have?
Yeah, not much.
No, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, how much say did Tom Brady have? None. You know what I mean? Absolutely none. So I think that Cincinnati, they'll humor Burrow a bit. It's a fact. Burrow has told them, you know, if my boy is there, you got to take him. Right? Like, you know, this is my guy. Yet they could also tell him, listen, you know, we've been around a long time, and we're telling you right now, Joe, your career will be better off if we take Kyle Pitts. So we're taking Kyle Pitts. But yeah. I don't think it gets there. I think Kyle Pitts will end up going for. And then you get the Miami Dolphins. What do you think the Dolphins do? Everybody's sort of all over the place with the Dolphins. What do you think the Dolphins do?
Man, Gabe, I think the Dolphins go wide receiver, just best available. You know, Devontae Smith, heck, Ja'Marr Chase, if he falls, even an outside chance at Kyle Pitts.
But what about Waddle? Because, like, do you think they go Smith or Waddle? And it's amazing because they're both former teammates of Tua. Speaking of teammates, they're like, all right, which one? Well, you played with them both. You know what I mean?
Actually, that's a situation, Gabe, where the quarterback might have a little bit more say. I don't know that he has any
say
at all.
That's a great point, actually, because he can say, great point, Drew. Like, Tua can say, I'm not saying this guy's better than this guy, but what I'm telling you is I got a better chemistry with this guy, right?
Right, right. That's exactly it. Like, you know, they both are from the same locker room, teammates with the quarterback, and the situation of playing the same position. I agree with you that Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady even do not have much of a say at all. But in that situation, coming from the same college with being the same position as the wide receiver position, I think you got to ask your quarterback, hey, when you hit that fifth step and you saw that defensive end from Auburn or LSU or Mississippi State in your face, which way did you turn? Which way did you trust a little bit more? And getting his opinion on that, I think that they go that way.
I think Waddle's the better guy for him. I personally think Waddle's the better guy. And I'm fascinated by this, guys, because Waddle's 10.5 right now. Devontae Smith is 11.5. And you notice, Drew, Devontae just hasn't moved, bro. He's been like everyone sort of moved around a bit, gone up, gone down. Devontae Smith has been at 11.5. He has not freaking moved, man, since like the first day they posted these props. Waddle's been right there at 11.5. Now I see the move to Waddle at 10.5. And as I stated, I don't want to be one of these jackasses that pretends I know what NFL teams are doing because I don't talk to them. But from everything that I gather, Drew, and I don't know if you agree with this, it seems to me that Waddle is more popular with NFL guys than Smith is because of Smith's smaller frame, and Smith is a smooth route runner and very, very like elegant and smooth, great, you know, great hands. But Waddle is just flat out speed, bro. Just get him the ball and let him make a play, which to me is a better fit for Tua.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. And I don't have their stats in front of me, but when Tua was taking snaps at Alabama, I think what did Waddle have a little bit more production? I'm not 100% sure of that, but that could actually be an inside angle on who did Tua throw to more, Waddle or Smith? I believe it was Waddle, but I could be off on that. And maybe making a bet in that direction for the Dolphins might actually be positive EV.
Well, the thing is, Tua's not, you know, even though it's crazy, Tua actually had more 20-yard and 30-yard passes completed last year than Fitz did. It was funny, like the perception, oh, like the offense opens up, so to speak. But, you know, Tua actually did have a couple of big plays, yet, you know, Tua's, you know, you need a yard after the catch guy in the NFL. And it's not even anything against the quarterback, guys. It's just, it's hard for guys to get open deep down the field. I never forget, they were talking to Carl Lawson, and he was like, after he was a rookie, Drew, and he did an interview, and they asked him, who's the hardest and the easiest quarterback to sack in the NFL, now you played in the NFL? And it was nuts. He said, you know, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest players ever, and he goes, but I had 2 sacks in that game. He goes, I would have had another if it wasn't for a penalty. And he said the Packers, for whatever reason, he called them out. He goes, these guys got their receivers running 40 yards down the field. He goes, there's no time for Rodgers.
Right.
And he goes, we were killing them. I remember that game, too. I don't know if you remember. The Bengals were up 14-0, but the Packers came back on them.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. And he said, we were tormenting them all day. And he goes, because of the routes that they run. And they said, who's the hardest? He said, Mitch Trubisky. Like, it's funny. Like, he goes, Mitch Trubisky. He goes, he's big, he's fast. And he goes, they get the ball out of his hand really fast. He goes, I never got near him. He goes, it was frustrating. I couldn't get near him. But it's just, you know, to me, Tua's that guy. Get rid of the ball fast. Get rid of the ball fast. And that's Waddle. So I'm thinking Waddle, actually. I'm a degenerate. I want to add more plays. What do you think? Waddle over under 10.5, Drew?
I'd probably go under. You sold me a little bit on that game. I'm with you. Although I will say, you know, and first of all, about your point of defensive linemen coming after quarterbacks, that's got to be so frustrating, you know, play after play, and they're just going 3-step dropping out of his hands. I mean, that would be really frustrating for me as a defensive end. But I will say this about the Dolphins, and this is a real off the radar. You know, you're only going to hear this clip now, and it is only worth a big shot.
I want it. Bring it.
What about Miami Dolphins? Justin Fields drops to 6, and they go Justin Fields with the importance on the quarterback position, and they go, Tua, you're our starter, but guess what? We're putting importance on a backup quarterback, and we're going to see what happens this next year.
It's bold.
Yeah.
It's bold, but wouldn't it destroy the kid's confidence?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could, Gabe. It's just, look what has happened here with the quarterback position in the NFL. I mean, we're talking about...
I know.
We're talking about Mac Jones going as the third pick. That it's almost one of those things. Why not spend your first round and your second round on a quarterback, Gabe? I mean, just let's line up this locker room. Let's see who can go. Let's see who's got it on the field. Because really, go look down the NFL draft for the last 4, 5, 6 years. It is bust after bust after bust at the quarterback position. And then
the holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Yeah, you'll hit on a Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, you'll hit, you know, on a couple of these guys. But you jump on a bunch of quarterbacks, 3 or 4 draft, and just go that route. I know nobody's doing it, but
And it's not about Felix. So I don't want to cut you off. We'll take a quick break. A couple of more minutes with Drew. Mark on the other side. Bring it.
I was lost, but since been found.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're a true player. You look for every advantage you can get. Congratulations.
You just found it.
The winning edge. Sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Continues as, oh boy, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to the National Football League draft. And Drew's dropping bombs right now, talking about the Miami Dolphins shaking things up and bringing in another quarterback. I'm going to disagree, but I'm going to give you points for boldness. Yet this is where I'm going to step up and in. This is my bold prediction. I say the Detroit Lions trade the pick. I think the Lions are going to be the ones, Drew, because the quarterback situation will play itself out. The 49ers, whoever the 49ers take, there's going to be a couple of other quarterbacks left on the board that are pretty good. So they take, if the 49ers take Mac Jones, which I hope they don't, because I bet on Trey Lance. But if they do, that means that Trey Lance and Justin Fields are both sitting there. We know Cincinnati at 5 is not going to take the quarterback. And I don't think Cincinnati at 5 is going to be in a big hurry to want to trade the pick because they like Sewell. They like Chase. Miami already just traded the damn pick. And they're what? They're going to trade the pick again? They just traded to get up here, right? They've been flipping picks all over the place. So I don't think Miami flips the pick. And I don't think Miami goes quarterback. So that leaves Detroit. So if you're a team, you don't have to try to trade up to Cincinnati and get ripped off. You don't have to go to 6 even. You can just let it play out, and then boom, you attack. And I think that's what's going to happen, bro. Or, Drew, do you think the Lions? Because that's what I think. I think the Lions are, and the Lions are like, I don't know. The Lions are such the enigma here, Drew. Because if you're the Lions Everything makes sense. Trade the pick out, get more draft picks. Let somebody else get Fields or Lance if they want him at 7. If you're the Lions, it makes sense. Oh, my God. Why don't we just draft Justin Fields or Trey Lance, put him on the bench? We got Goff under contract for 2 years, and we're set at the quarterback position. I understand that if I'm the Lions. I also understand if I'm the Lions, and now I got Chris Spielman there, the great Chris Spielman, that I also understand that, you know what? Let's get Micah Parsons and a badass linebacker and just, like, create some swag here. Get a Khalil Mack type and bring a little swag to this defense. What do you think the Lions do? They really are a fascinating and interesting team, aren't they? There's so many options for them.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time in a while, Gabe, I'm thinking the Lions are in a good position. You know, I can't remember the last time I said that, but I'm with you. I can see them going a couple different routes. You know, the field's kind of open to them. I can see them going Penei Sewell, you know, upping the offensive line. Whenever you're in doubt, you know, grabbing a good offensive lineman. Yeah. It's not a bad NFL draft exercise. And by the way, that goes for more teams than just the Detroit Lions. I mean, I could see the Miami Dolphins going offensive line as well as the Atlanta Falcons and the Cincinnati Bengals. So there's a bunch of teams that could go offensive line that I don't think a lot of people are talking about, Gabe. The Detroit Lions, I mean, yeah, I could actually see them going Justin Fields, you know, putting a quarterback that, heck, maybe, you know, Justin Fields, does he come in year one and really light it up? Maybe, maybe not. I think that for him to sit behind a veteran quarterback that seems, all things considered, Jared Goff, I know he made a Super Bowl, but he doesn't light it up, you know, athletically speaking, but he seems to be a nice guy off the field and a good guy to learn under. And having Justin Fields, you know, kind of for 2 years learn under him, I could see that working out. I could see Justin Fields going to the Detroit Lions. But I do think if you're asking for a pick, I think Penei Sewell goes to the Detroit Lions.
Ooh, all right. So that means that Drew says over 5.5 for Penei Sewell right now. And speaking of teammates, there's a lot of former teammates in the mix. Justin Herbert and Sewell's not going to be there. Sewell's not going to be there, obviously, at 13. But there's talk of just, you know, Herbert really pushing them hard. Listen, if you can get Sewell and it doesn't cost a lot, you know, get my guy. Of course, you know, he protected Justin, you know, with the Ducks. And Sewell didn't play last year either, right? So he didn't play. So let me ask you, so what have you clicked on, Drew? Because I can tell you what I played. I got a bunch of picks. And let me just throw these two out at you. I've got Surtain under 10.5. And I've got J.C. Horn under 12.5, bro. I think both these DBs are going to go in the top 12. And I added a pick last night, Drew, and I'm curious your take on this one. I don't really understand the line on this. I think the kid's going to get drafted way before 25.5. Caleb Farley. So I took him under 25. With all these wide receivers, quarterbacks, and offensive weapons, bro, teams need defensive backs. And DBs are at a premium this year, Drew. There's not a lot of good ones. Right? Like Surtain and Horn are studs. People like Farley. Like, I'm not sure Farley gets past the Arizona Cardinals, actually, in the mid-teens. So I like that pick. What did you put in? What are your bets?
Yeah, Caleb Farley is an interesting one. You know, Virginia Tech there? He played some good football. Yep. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, in terms of what I like the most, and you know, I know I said Penei Sewell to seventh pick. I actually, that's not one that I really want to go on record on the show with.
No. You were just sort of predicting the Detroit Lions. Okay, exactly. I get it.
Right, because I actually think I would pick him under 6.5 going to the Cincinnati Bengals if you needed a pick on Penei Sewell. In terms of what kind of number do you get on Trey Lance there, Gabe?
Trey Lance has been bouncing around everywhere from 3.5 to 8.5 to 6, but he's settled in right now. He's settling in at 7.5, which is interesting. And that's why, Drew, it's funny because he was 8.5 earlier in the week, but it was bigger minus money. Now it's 7.5. It's minus 188 to the under. But that's what I'm saying, Drew. I think that 7 spot is where teams get in and say, you know what, we're getting Trey Lance right now. Call Detroit. Right, a call Detroit. And I think the Lions are way into taking all these picks. I think they like Jared Goff. Dude, the new president of the Detroit Lions just came over from the Rams. He's the one that drafted him. He was the player personnel. He was the head of scouting. Like, he drafted Jared Goff. So I don't think they're going to throw Goff under the bus. I was just, like, speculating. I think they got Goff for a couple of years now. But I think somebody else. So when you say Lance over under 7.5, what's your feeling?
Well, and one that doesn't surprise me, you know, and that's a really good sign for Jared Goff that the guy that drafted him went to a new team and went and got him.
Exactly.
That means, yeah, that's one of those things, you know, when you look under the hood, that's usually a good sign for a player. With Trey Lance, I would take the over on 7.5. I just think he's too hard to handicap. What, playing one game last year at the FCS level, and I'm going to waste a first round pick on that to be my future quarterback. I don't think too many GMs are going to be interested in that. And I think that that's something the media is really laying an egg on. So if you're giving me 7.5 on Trey Lance, I'll take over. And if you're looking for kind of a best bet here, Alex Leatherwood, the offensive lineman. One, I don't think there's enough of a premium this year on offensive line here, Gabe. And him at 38.5, I don't see that happening. Under 38.5 for him. If you look at his college tape and how many guys he pushes backwards when he wants to, it's pretty amazing. So I'll take Alex Leatherwood under 38.5 and Trey Lance over 7.5.
Interesting. I have a hard time disagreeing there. These are my picks, Drew. I'll share something. So if you want to, let me ask you another thing. What do you think about this over under 18.5 stuff? It's incredibly high. I've never seen anything like this. Like, guys, so normally it'll be like 15.5, like offensive, defensive players taken in the first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's 18.5. I sort of was looking, and, you know, I didn't do this scientifically, guys. I don't sleep at all, right? So I'm up at 4 a.m. just sort of adding things up, 5 a.m. And I'm like, I kept sort of coming back to like, man, there could be 14 defensive guys taken. But I think it was wishful thinking on my behalf because I was just trying to play devil's advocate that 18.5 was high. But actually, dude, there could be 20 offensive players taken, bro. Like between the offensive linemen, the wide receivers, the quarterbacks, Najee Harris, maybe a 10 gets in here late first round. I'm starting to think over 18.5 offensive players.
You know what, Gabe? It is an interesting kind of handicap in itself because usually when I look at the NFL draft, I go quarterback position, offensive and defensive line positions right there after quarterback in terms of importance for NFL teams early in the draft. And sure enough, when you go down the list here, it's just defensive line this year in particular is not really there. And when you start talking about first round worthy guys at linebacker and cornerback, I know you said cornerback, you know, is at a premium, but still, I feel like when you're really going for a first round guy on the defensive side, I want a guy that's going to be a difference maker up front, that teams are going to have to redo how they're planning against a certain defense that week. And that happens on the defensive line, in my opinion. And there's just not a lot of top-notch defensive guys. So that's the reason I would kind of lean towards the offense. But at the same time, that's a very difficult handicap because you got, what, 30-plus GMs, 30-plus different human beings making decisions. So that's one that I haven't bet.
Yeah, you know what? You're gonna be sweating it out late in the first round, right? When you bet that, that's what, you know, that's the one thing, guys. You get a big bang for your buck when you bet on the draft. You're getting like, as far as like an entertainment, like, or if you're into the rush and the, you know,
yes.
Because like I said, every time, every 5 minutes, guys. You know, what is it? I guess in the second round is 5. What the hell is it in the first? Is it 7?
Is it 10 minutes? I think they shortened it, didn't they?
Yeah,
from 15 to 10.
Is it 10?
I wish they would go even shorter, whatever it is. I think it's 10, though. I should be wrong.
Should be like my fantasy football league, 60 seconds.
Yeah, I like that. In and out. It's quick, you know, Gabe? But, yeah, no, that's a good point, man. In an entertainment value, you know, I throw up their regular season wins in MLB just because it's the length of it, so you're always rooting for a team. And probably NFL draft, those two are the best entertainment value that I can think of.
Yeah, you're sweating it out every time Goodell announces a name. One way or another, you're like, please call this guy's name or don't call this guy's name. But another thing with the draft, too, is if there's trades can really throw everything off. Like, they can throw your, you know what I mean? Because when you're betting these props, you sort of have your own sort of projection of how things are going to play out. And if all it takes is a trade or two, it happened to me 2 years ago in the NBA draft, bro. I forget who it was. There was a trade, and everything moved one spot down, bro. Like, I nailed my projections for the NBA draft, but I was off by one because of the stupid trade. The trade, I don't know, it might have been Trae Young and Luka Doncic, actually. But So I you know what another put? I put in Vera Tucker under 16.5, the lineman. out of the USC Trojans. So we only got about a minute left, Drew. What else did you bet? What else did you get in?
Those are the only two that I really like off the top of my head. I mean, some other bets, I guess we could say, you know, Mr. Irrelevant, will it be offense or defense? I usually like offense for the last player selected. That's just kind of a degenerate special there at different sports books. But no, really, Gabe, those are the only two I like. I got to put a little bit more work here and might tweet out a couple here before the NFL draft starts.
All right. Well, we'll share some of ours if you want to take them. Like I said, J.C. Horn is not lasting to 13, bro. I'm telling you, he's not lasting to 13. Vera Tucker is not lasting to 16 and a half. I love the Kyle Pitts, but obviously there's nothing, you know, you know, I don't need to teach you anything about that one. And I'm telling you, bro, the Caleb Farley, as you stated, there's a big drop off with these DBs. They love Surtain, they love J.C. Horn. A lot of people really like Farley, and then there's a drop-off. And with all these stud wide receivers taken, teams are going to have to take DBs to match up with these guys. But, Drew, I can't wait to see how it plays out. And I'm going to go over the 18.5 as well with the total players taken. Offensive players taken in the first round, Drew.
Good stuff, yeah.
I think there's more advantage to it than Drew Martin bets. Catch him Sunday night right here on the grid, breaking it all down. Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Gabe. Enjoy the draft, buddy.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Football League draft, and you are on the clock. We are all on the clock, actually, aren't we? All day today, as Vince Scully once so eloquently stated. Matthias, I know you're fired up as an Atlanta Falcon fan. You guys are in the mix. You know, it's good news, bad news, isn't it? Like, it sucks, like, because your team kind of sucks because, you know, you're drafting this high. But at the same point in time, the Falcons don't really suck. And without the championship, I kind of look at it like the Raptors. Like, I was sort of hoping that, whatever, man, the Raptors just, you know, get the fifth pick in the draft, man. Get the sixth pick, or get Evan Mobley or Davion Mitchell or something, and then just get back on track next year. So what do you want them to do? Here it is. What do you want them to do? I think they're going to go Kyle Pitts, bro. That's my final prediction. They go Kyle Pitts.
Gabe, I'm excited to see what Terry Fontenot is going to do as his first season as a GM for the Atlanta Falcons. You know, usually Thomas Dimitroff would take Kyle Pitts. You know, he always likes to take the shiny player, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. You know, that's what they used to do. But this is a different year, and I'm excited to see what the first-round pick is going to be. I think he's going to trade back. I'd be a little disappointed if he takes Justin Fields with the number four pick. I have to admit that. But we'll see what happens, man. The Falcons have so many holes. They could go quarterback. They could go defensive line. They could go offensive line. There's so many different things they could do in the first round. But I think you could get more picks rather than just one and go with the quarterback and work their way up from there.
All right. Wasn't really an answer that we were looking for a prediction. You gave us a lot of speculation, but your prediction is they trade the pick. So listen, follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. And of course, we're going to be on live at 6 o'clock on Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid television networks, digital networks, Sirius XM Channel 204, and all the radio affiliates. We'll share our final props. But these things will start to pop off the board tomorrow afternoon, actually, depending on the state that you're in, different regulations in each state. So follow us on Twitter at SportsRage, and I'm going to post all of my NFL draft props. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost.
Sweet.
You're listening to the trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.